listening to The Art Show, and Claire Nichols is here with the latest arts news. Claire, what's going on at the Art Gallery of WA, Western Australia?
Well, the gallery's director of 11 years, Stefano Carboni, will finish up at the gallery this month. And what's interesting, Ed, is that he's not going to be directly replaced for now. Anyway, we have known for a year that Mr. Carboni was going to move on, but perhaps strangely, his position still hasn't been advertised. The WA state government has announced that an interim team will run the gallery for the next few months. And for that period, the role of director will be downgraded to a lead curator of the gallery.
Oh, okay. So why has there been this delay in advertising the position?
Well, that's not quite clear, but it is understood that the WA government is considering a proposal to merge the administration of the WA Art Gallery with the WA Museum, and possibly also with the WA State Library too. Now, this is actually a really significant move, and it comes at an interesting time where the finishing touches are just being put on a brand new WA Museum building, which is due to open next year. Now, Gary Dufour is a former deputy director at the gallery. He sent out an open letter criticising this possible plan last week. In it, he says, changes are afoot that look set to take AGWA back to the 1950s, a time when the art gallery and the museum were one organisation. It wasn't a good idea then, and it isn't now. Now, we did ask the WA state government for some information on their plans for the art gallery and museum. In a statement, the acting culture and the arts minister, Stephen Dawson, says, the chairs of the art gallery, WA Museum, State Library and Perth Theatre Trust have been involved in discussions to maximise the potential of the four state cultural institutions. A number of options are being examined, and preferred options will be presented to the government for consideration. So from that, it does sound like a merge could be on the table, Ed, but this is a story we're going to keep an eye on here on The Art Show.
Yes, absolutely. Now, Claire, in other news, who are the winners of this year's International Awards for Small Tapestries?
Well, Annika Ekdahl has taken the main prize. She's a Swedish artist. But let me tell you a little bit more about these awards. These are held every 2 years. They're international prizes run by the Australian Tapestry Workshop. Entrants are asked to send in a hand-woven tapestry no bigger than 30 by 30 centimetres, which fits nicely in an envelope. There is a $5,000 for the best entry. That's called the Kate Derham Award for Small Tapestries. There's also a $1,000 prize for an emerging artist. And Antonia Syme is the director of the Australian Tapestry Workshop, and I asked her to tell me more about the main winning entry.
Annika employed an interlocking tapestry technique with really beautiful skill to create a very beguiling and nuanced work, which is essentially inspired by 16th and 17th century symbolist paintings. So she has really depicts this background, dreamy background, almost like a still life with the central motifs of a deer and a skull, but also other imagery such as rabbits, a rabbit and a hawk and so on, but in this lovely ancient setting, which is really soft, moody, romantic colours, but with this very ever-present reminder that death is just around the corner for us. It's very intriguing work, and I really encourage people to get online and have a look at it online.
Wow, death is just around the corner. Watch out for that bus. You can see that image on our website too, just to head to the ABC RN homepage and look out for the art show. So Claire, as I was listening to Antonia, I was wondering what interlocking tapestry technique is.
Do you know, I was wondering the same thing, so I did ask Antonia to explain.
It's just a way of interlocking, the way you pass from one colour back into another colour without creating a firm, hard line.
Also, it kind of makes it a bit dreamy.
They're blurry edges rather than crisp edges.
So there you go, Ed. We have all learned something new today.
Claire, I hope that you're going to go home straight away, well, after work, and do some tapestry.
Absolutely.
Claire Nichols there with our arts news.